Christiana Trapani is the owner of Door County Candle Company. Ukraine is your home country, Christiana?
Yes, I was born in Chicago, actually, but I'm second generation, and Ukrainian is my first language.
Oh, and so here you have a small business you created in Door County, and the minute Russia went in and tried to eliminate Ukrainians, you decided you were going to do something about it. So what are you doing?
Yeah, so just like you said, in February when Russia invaded, we wanted to help, and so we launched a Ukraine candle fundraiser to raise some money for Ukraine. I was hoping to raise maybe $1,000. We're at $800,000 so far raised for Ukraine, and just this last Friday, on Black Friday, we launched a new initiative where we are sending a tin candle to Ukraine for everyone who buys a Ukraine candle. So this was thought up because the nonprofit we work with mentioned to us that with winter coming, no electricity, they really need candles as a necessity, not a luxury. So we jumped in to help, and we're already preparing our first shipment of 2,000 tin candles to go out hopefully by the end of this week.
When I read your story, and you know, it said you are Ukrainian, Ukrainian, and you're the owner of Door County Candle Company, I thought maybe you raised $1,000 or something. Honestly, $800,000 is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Even when I say it out loud, it's like, wow, that's a lot of money that we've been able to raise. It's incredible. It really is.
And you have family still in the Ukraine, your aunts and uncles, cousins?
Yes, we still do. My aunt is who I talk to regularly, and she's in Ukraine, and we're lucky enough that we're still able to be in contact with her. But it's, you know, she's terrified, and just the other week she was saying that the bombs are getting closer, and they've lost power, and it's horrifying, and that it's not getting any better. It's only getting worse. And hearing it firsthand is a different type of crushing of the heart, you know?
I bet. Christiana Trapani is the owner of Door County Candle Company. You should tell all of your fellow Ukrainians or people from that country that they should join Bob Surratt. He does the morning show here at WGN, and every day about 7:20 a.m., he has a reporter on from Ukraine by the name of Joseph Lindsley, and his reports are riveting, and it's a great way to everyone understand what's happening there. But because your ties are so close, I think you would be intrigued by this. So what organization are you using to send the money to?
Yeah, so right now we are working with Razum for Ukraine. So they're a 501c3 nonprofit actually located in New York, and they ship, you know, whether it's medical supplies, in this case the candles, we're going to ship our candles to Razum in New York, and then from New York they're going to send the pallet of candles over to Ukraine, and they're going to distribute it. And they're an awesome, wonderful, reputable nonprofit, and they're a great partner. I mean, they know where to get the supplies. They know where it's needed. So they're a really wonderful, wonderful organization.
And I understand that people are volunteering to help you just because, number one, you want to sell and package the candles and get them to Ukraine. But there's no way that a person with a small business can do that without help, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are so fortunate for the community around us, both near and far. Since like the day we started, we had like 10 people come into the shop, and they're like, all right, what can we do? Where do you want us? And we're at first, I'm like, I have no idea like what I'm even doing at the second. So I don't know what to do. But we've been so fortunate to have volunteers help us, whether it's cleaning the candles or packing the candles or labeling. We literally, there's no way we could do it without our volunteers. We're a small little shop. We have 10 employees. And getting over, 40,000 orders out and over 85,000 candles, it's just, we were not prepared. Again, if it wasn't for the community of volunteers, we wouldn't have been able to do this. So we are so, so grateful for all of them.
Christiana has donated $800,000. That is amazing. We all think that one person can't make a difference, and you have proved us wrong because you certainly have. So I like that you're saying one candle will provide 72 hours of hope for someone in Ukraine without power. Tell us where we go. If I want to buy a candle, how do I find you?
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to our website at DoraCountyCandle.com, you can just scroll down and you'll see the Ukraine candle right on the first page. You can click on there. If you buy a Ukraine candle, we'll send a tin candle to Ukraine. If you don't want a Ukraine candle, but you want to help, we also have an option to just send a candle to Ukraine. You can purchase that right there. And if you want to include a message on the gift message part, we are going to handwrite all of those words of encouragement on the tin candle. So everyone in Ukraine can read those and see the notes of love from all of us here in the States.
Thank you for making a difference. It's impressive.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.